Reignite on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Welcome back. Now, we're going to talk soon to Robert Waldinger about the longest running happiness study in the world. But first, you heard earlier Chris Hayes talking about our short attention spans, and it got us thinking here on Reignite about all of the new businesses opening and how they're probably vying very hard for all of our attention to cut through the noise. So we thought we'd get four newly opened businesses and put them to the test now with their so-called elevator pitch. They're both, all four, going to have under a minute to tell us why they're open for business in recent months and how it's going. We're even going to set a little buzzer alarm on them. And up first, to lead by example, is Ryan Ormond, co-founder of Seer Water. And you can catch Ryan on searwater.ie. Ryan, tell us why you're in business.
Hi. So I founded Seer with a mission to help brands ditch the bottle and move to a better, more sustainable alternative, aluminium, but with a clever twist of putting their brand on the can and then putting that can in their customers' hands. So at Seer, we offer custom-branded canned water, the perfect alternative to plastic bottles, and starting at just 450 units minimum order quantity. So why aluminium? Well, aluminium is one of the most recyclable drinks packaging on the planet. It can be recycled forever and ever, and in fact, when recycled properly, our cans can be back in your hands in as little as 60 days. We've worked at over 50 different companies across the UK and Ireland, from makeup brands like Sculpted by Amy, engaging their customers on their own club series, to publicly traded companies like Paddy Power, supporting the launch of their retail locations.
Well done, Ryan. Is that you? Your time is up. And for anyone trying to check out Ryan, it's Seer Water, SaorWater.ie. Well done. Now, we're going next to Donegal, Lizanne Mackle, founder of About Made with Grow. Lizanne, take it away.
Hi, so Irish food has transformed recently. We're no longer the meat and two veg country we once were. Now it's Michelin stars, cafe culture, farm shops, and a new wave of incredible small producers making amazing things. But the trouble is, most people only see the big brands, Kerrygold, Guinness, Tato, which are all amazing in their own rights, but they don't tell the full story of the farmers, the growers, the makers, using Ireland's land and ingredients to create something new. That's where Made with Grow comes in. Grow means love in Irish. And I've created a discovery box of five small batch pantry products. So it's sustainably produced rooftop honey from Dublin, fiery hot sauce made by a couple in Tipperary, and stunning hand-painted chocolates by Axel in Donegal. So it's a way to discover what's new and exciting in Irish food. Whether you're gifting it or treating yourself, it can be delivered straight to your door, and we're currently selling online at madewithgrow.ie.
Well done, and under the 60-second marker as well, Lizanne Mackle from madewithgrow.ie. We're going next to Ailish Davenport of Learn Local Cookery, and you can catch her on learnlocalcookery.ie. Ailish, go for it.
Imagine a young parent stretching the contents of their fridge on for payday, or a child who's only seen a weighing scale used for drugs. Now stop imagining, because that child could sit next to yours in school. This is the reality for people, almost 500,000 people living in food poverty in Ireland. I'm Ailish, mum of two boys, with nearly 20 years experience in the culinary industry. While pregnant, I had an idea that is now my mission. Learn Local Cookery, a social enterprise that turns classrooms into kitchens. Over 6 weeks, children in DESH primary schools gain essential food skills, learn about nutrition and well-being, and cook meals they share with classmates, some of whom may not have a table to eat around at home. This is about more than food. It's about dignity, education, and a healthier future for all of us. And the kid from the start, about that weighing scales, made their own bread and they took it home that day.
Well done. I'm very impressed. Everyone is right on their minute mark for their elevator pitches. That was Ailish Davenport, and you can catch her on learnlocalcookery.ie. And four of four, and our last elevator pitch of the morning is Maria McCabe of Pooch Perfect in Monaghan. And you can find Maria on Instagram under poochperfectgroomers_25. Maria, take it away.
Hi Anya, I have recently started my own dog grooming business. The name of the dog grooming business is Pooch Perfect, and our aim is to help dogs to look and feel their best. So treatments include bathing and brushing, trimming, de-shedding, breed-specific styles, hygiene also, so ear and teeth cleaning and flea treatments. So really it's to bring something positive to the community. I felt also that there was a huge appointment demand in dog grooming. It's become increasingly popular over recent years, so I definitely felt there was an opening there. So it's basically to help your dogs to look and feel their best and create a welcoming and comfortable environment for the dogs, and ensuring that their owners are happy also.
Well, and you're a nurse, I think, by profession, so you must be bringing a very considered, thoughtful approach to the care of these dogs.
Yeah, I actually, I do try my best to do that. So I've been nursing for 13 years and I've enjoyed it immensely. But I also love working with animals, especially dogs, and just the connection that you can build with them.
Well done.
During each appointment is really rewarding.
Well, enjoy it. That was Maria McCabe of Pooch Perfect Grooming Salon. You'll catch her on Instagram under Pooch Perfect Groomers _25. Well done to our four elevators. Pitches there.